of fun. In less than a year, we will welcome thousands of visitors and delegates to Milwaukee as the Republican Party nominates officially the party's presidential candidate. Now, this is a bipartisan effort that is based on realizing economic impact, and leading the charge of the 2024 Milwaukee Host Committee. And to share more, we have with us today Allison Prangy. Welcome to WTMJ.
Thank you so much, Tracy. It's awesome to be here.
And your official title with the Host Committee is what?
It's Senior Advisor to the Host Committee and Chief of Staff.
So what is the purpose of the Milwaukee 2024 Host Committee, and what are you doing to prepare Milwaukee for the RNC and the RNC for Milwaukee?
Well, the biggest job the Host Committee has is to produce the show. We use an analogy about that of the producer and the director. We're much like a Super Bowl Host Committee. When people are like, what does the Host Committee do? I often point to how a Super Bowl is run. They set up a Host Committee. The Host Committee works on behalf of the city, on behalf of its businesses, to help welcome the over 50,000 guests that we're going to see come into Milwaukee for this convention. Our biggest job is to raise the money, the $68 million necessary to put on the convention here in the city, and to help, you know, tell the story of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin.
So those dollars raised, this is for a bipartisan effort, right? I mean, this is money coming from all over. This isn't political money. This is convention money.
That's right. Well, it's a 501c3. I think that's an important distinction. A host committee is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. It's nonpartisan. And we're, again, like here to work on behalf of the city. We are so lucky to be in the city, to have a great champion in the mayor, to have a great champion and champions across the business community and across the elected officials that represent Milwaukee, Milwaukee County, and of course the state of Wisconsin. And this is really, it's a nonpartisan effort because, again, it's to welcome people to Milwaukee. It is to help support, and it will drive the economy. And it will also tell those 50,000 visitors that we have come into the city for this convention, and that includes 15,000 members of the media, to tell the story of Milwaukee, of its businesses, of the great destination it is for tourism. And that's the host committee's job, to help, and again, work on behalf of everybody that's here to show off this amazing city and help drive the economy.
So this convention, July of 2024, but we've heard that there's going to be some other activities perhaps later this year. Are you involved with any of that?
Well, the host committee's role, again, I hate to keep going back to it,
sure,
is that nonprofit role, but we work hand in hand with the Republican National Committee. The same would have been true and is true of how each party has their conventions. They each typically have a host committee that works hand in hand with the political party that is hosting the convention in that city, and that's how we're structured. So the RNC, I know there was an exciting announcement made by their chairwoman, Rhonda McDaniel, a few weeks back. We'll be back here in Milwaukee later this year, and it sounds like hosting an exciting event here. But that's not something, because we're, again, nonprofit, nonpartisan organization, that we'll be involved with, but it's going to be fun to see, and it's another example of the great economic impact that this convention is going to have on the city, and it's exciting.
So how would you assess the city's readiness and enthusiasm around hosting this convention? Because you've been to other conventions, correct?
I have. I've had the opportunity since starting my career to go both as a guest and in roles at two conventions. And I would say Milwaukee is ready. We are so lucky to be here. People are excited because, unfortunately, the convention that was scheduled to be held here, the DNC convention in 2020, didn't happen. It was nobody's fault. We all ran into COVID, and nobody, you know, it was a horrible situation for everyone. So I think not only are people excited to have us here, we are thrilled to be here because we have not had a convention like this since 2016. And people across the city, whether it's venues or people that want to work with the Republican convention or with the host committee, are welcoming us with open arms. And I think it just is creating, there's a growing sense of excitement and enthusiasm.
Well, and you've got kind of a lot of the pieces falling into place now with the expansion of now the Baird Convention Center set for completion just in time for this convention. This is going to be just perfect timing all the way around. Now, from a hotel standpoint and a venue standpoint, you talk about putting together an event. Where do we stand with all of that? Is this something we're doing right now, or does this happen throughout the next couple of months?
We are working right now as we speak on all of the things you just mentioned. I want to go back to that convention center because it is going to be spectacular. It looks amazing. It's going to be a fabulous place to welcome people into. Let alone having them be able to utilize the Fiserv Forum for the actual convention itself. I think that those are one of the things the host committee works on. So not only raising the money, but also works to develop relationships and to sign contracts with people within the community that we will work with. We're busy also setting up our website. We're doing a lot of things to help the community and also help the host committee get ready to welcome the RNC to town, because they're going to be the directors of the show. They run everything when it comes down to, we use that analogy to talk about Hollywood, the producer and the director. The RNC directs the show, and they will put on a spectacular show, I'm confident, in that building and across the city of Milwaukee.
Allison Prangy, the director, a senior advisor for the 2024 Milwaukee Host Committee. Going back to the other conventions and whether you've seen, you know, things that work, things that didn't work, what is one of the best practices, or what is one of the great things that you saw that you're hoping we can do here in Milwaukee?
Well, the first thing I'm hoping is that we can put on the best convention that has happened. Of those that I've been to, we're going to be able to do that. I'm confident with the welcome that we've gotten already. And when I think about spectacular experiences, because I've been in cities from St. Paul to San Diego to New York, all very different, Cleveland to Milwaukee, maybe Cleveland is most similar. I think back to the welcome that you get at the airport and the welcome that you get from the people that live in the community, whether they're getting welcomed at a venue or at a business or wherever, that is really important. And you probably know that from when you go visit someplace. Your first reaction and first interaction with people that are greeting you is so important. And that sets the tone for everybody. And, you know, we all know Wisconsin, a lot of people haven't had the chance, and they're going to see exactly what our hospitality is like and how spectacular the city of Milwaukee is, both the business community and the entertainment community.
Allison Prangy, senior advisor with the 2024 Host Committee. I love that you said the Wisconsin hospitality. Omar Sheikh was in the studio earlier, and he said that if people just get here, which we're going to have people who are just getting here, we have the opportunity to hook them in and to really show them everything that this is about. And I've seen this effort. I'm going to continue to see this effort. When we come back, I'm going to ask you some specific questions about how people can get involved and how they can engage and be a part of this awesome opportunity. More with Allison Prangy on WTMJ when we come back. Welcome back on WTMJ. We are in studio live with Allison Prangy, senior advisor and chief of staff for the 2024 Milwaukee Host Committee, that's putting all the pieces in place to host the RNC convention. Allison, when it comes to economic impact, you talked about 50,000 visitors. How do you calculate, and what do you calculate that impact to be?
There's been studies in cities where we have that we've got that we can point to. We're lucky to have Visit Milwaukee as a partner of the host committee, and of course of the convention itself. And we can go back and look at historical data. We can also look at data that the Visit Milwaukee has, and we estimate between $180 and $250 million of economic impact on the city of Milwaukee from this convention. And that doesn't include what you see and what we have heard directly from Cleveland is the 10 years after the convention. That Cleveland itself, you know, really credits the convention that was held by the RNC in 2016 to taking them to another level. They hosted the NBA All-Star Game. That's something that we are really hoping to see in Milwaukee. So things like that that you don't necessarily attribute because you directly, but they are impacts that come because the convention puts itself not only on a national stage, it puts Milwaukee on a global stage. And you heard me mention like 15,000 media. That's 15,000 global reporters and media coming into the city of Milwaukee. And it's this opportunity, not just that week of July 14th to 19th, but way well in advance. People are going to be telling stories about Milwaukee and Wisconsin, and that's going to be an amazing thing to be able to do and to be able to help support telling those stories.
Well, and speaking of those stories, I sit on the board for the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I love the energy that's going into finding those stories about our community so that we're really controlling that narrative and helping push some of the messaging out about the culture and the diversity and the food and the arts and the business opportunities. I know as someone in real estate, after the NBA finals were broadcast and the final game was played and won here right in Milwaukee, we had a lot of people expressing interest, and I can just imagine a week-long event and what that's going to inspire. So moving to another topic, we saw a headline earlier this week about the security funding. Are you able to speak to that? Because it sounds like this convention is requesting additional dollars to make sure that our city is secure.
Well, it's standard, and what you see is that there's a national or a federal security grant, and it's actually driven by the cities that are hosting. And so the mayor's office, the city of Milwaukee, drives those requests, and funding comes to the cities to provide the security. And there was a headline earlier this week, because I know that they're working on that right now, working on pursuing the funding for Milwaukee. And the same thing will happen when a city is named for the Democratic National Convention, and they'll, you know, often those cities work together in pursuit to secure those grants. And once when that grant is awarded, that money comes back and is spent on all security. One thing you and I were talking about is conventions are considered national security events, and that means that the U.S. Secret Service runs everything when it comes to security. They'll work hand in hand with the city of Milwaukee and the police department. And so that when people ask, because that's a question I get asked, what's the security perimeter going to be? We don't know is the answer. And obviously there were plans for the Democratic National Convention that was going to take place in 2020, but it's a different convention. It's a different time. When they get here on the ground, they will drive that discussion and what that perimeter looks like.
So TBD on what the security perimeter is.
TBD. So no news yet, but people will be communicated and hear about that.
And before we let you go, businesses and individuals I know listening are wanting to engage. They're wanting to be involved in this huge, awesome event. How do you direct businesses? How do you direct average everyday listeners and people? Where do they go for more information?
Well, that's a great point. Glad you brought it up. We have a website, www.mke2024host.org. And it's got information. It's going to continue to be added to and updated for businesses that are interested in taking part in the convention. We are very close to launching a portal for them to submit their information, tell us a little bit about them, share how we can get in touch with them. Because while we're not really there yet in terms of engaging with a lot of business in the community, it will give us a way to communicate and contact them to let them know when there are opportunities. And so that's a big part of what's coming next. The other piece that we're going to have on there that we're excited about is a volunteer portal, because these conventions, you asked me impressions about a city. What I always remember is the people. Volunteers are going to be extremely important, and we're going to need 2,000 volunteers as part of the events around the convention. And so that will be another way we communicate that website.
So it's mke2024host.org. And I know businesses can sign up. They'll receive communication from you. They'll receive information about then registering so they can engage and potentially become a vendor for the convention or otherwise.
That's right. And very excited. We've been lucky to work with a Milwaukee firm in building that website led by Ann Zizzo and the Zizzo Group. Her team really knows Milwaukee, and they've been helping us put that together along with our partners here in the community.
Allison Prangy, Senior Advisor and Chief of Staff for the Milwaukee 2024 Host Committee. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Tracy.